This is Twit.
So Facebook promised to label political ads and to reveal who bought them, right? Which everybody said, yay, at last, right?
Yes.
Well, when I was out at F8, I quickly saw they were wrestling then, and they've been wrestling ever since. Uh-oh. So when the New York Times advertises their coverage of a topic, the effort to scale this made Facebook want to say political ad. New York Times has a S-fit over this, and other publishers do too.
Oh.
But Facebook kind of didn't know what to do about this. So they just announced, just as after we started on the air, they changed their policy. So now, a couple of things: one, they're gonna their label is gonna be paid for by, which is great, which should be on every ad alive, every ad everywhere should have who paid for this.
I agree.
And then B, they're gonna have to figure out how to segregate political stuff from news, and that's actually harder than it sounds.
Well, but wait a minute. Scale. Because the New York Times is not paying for that article on Facebook.
Oh, no. The New York Times does pay for things. That was the point. New York Times does pay to promote its coverage. Nick Kristof covering
But it's always, hasn't it always said that, paid promotion or something on Facebook?
But now it had to say political ad.
Oh.
And they also required that you had to give your passport to say who it was and prove you were an American citizen buying this ad.
But that's not political ad. That's journalism.
What?
That's their
the problem. Therein lies the problem.
But it isn't a political ad; it's journalism.
I know,
well,
but it's hard to who's a journalist.
Wait, though, because some of their editorials, I would argue, are political ads almost.
Almost.
I would not call what they're doing. I would not call the editorial pages of newspapers journalism. I think that's actually a really important distinction. Maybe you need multiple distinctions.
Herein lies their headache.
If you're Nick Kristof and you have a opinion piece in the New York Times, and the New York Times promotes it on Facebook, it doesn't need to be it doesn't need to be billed as a political ad paid for by the New York Times. It doesn't make any sense at all.
All right, so
a lot of writing has point of view. That doesn't make it political advertising.
Well, so like when Ajit Pai writes something in the Wall Street Journal, is that political or is that
not if the journal publishes it? No. If Ajit Pai writes an article that says you should vote for candidate X, that might be.
But there's more to politics, especially in today's
voting.
World.
Yeah, voting. Which is, don't forget what the Russians did. They went after issues like race.
Yeah. You
got to be careful because if you start billing everything as political advertising, then it means nothing.
I couldn't agree more. And that's what they're facing. And that's what they realized. The world pushed them to a solution. They said, okay, we'll label political ads. Then the way they wanted to do that was to say, if your bought ad is about all these things, that's political. Well, if it's about coverage of that thing, that's one remove. And they didn't know what to do with it. And they went through about 2 months of the publishers just screeching. And I get it. I think publishers are right to screech because this, I agree with you, Leo, this is absurd, but they didn't know how to do it. So this is the world that we're in now. It's just fascinating to see these things that you wouldn't have expected would have caused headaches, cause real headaches. So that change came out just
I
to be
think we can find a definition of political advertising that does not include op-ed pieces. But
well, Stacey disagrees with you.
I do. I might write an op-ed about it. do we want to talk about Google? Because I have a question for y'all.
There's a difference between political speech and political ads.
Oh, okay, yes.
Paid for.
Yeah.
Political speech.
But if you make an advertisement based on political speech.
But they're not making, that's New York Times buying promotion for the New York Times. That's indirect by indirection of one. That's not the same thing as a paid political ad. I think that
I agree, but that wasn't easy to do.
Well, I just did it.
Well, you have to have a list. The problem is this. You have to have a list of who is a legitimate news organization. Now, I'm actually working on a project.
I guess you're right. Breitbart bought promotion for a Breitbart editorial supporting anybody but Mark Sanford,
Right.
That would kind of count like a political ad. All right.
Even though they call themselves a publisher or a news publisher. Yeah. No, their agenda is clear. Their agenda is propagandistic.
I feel like there's political speech, there's advertising, there's promotional advertising for content. That should not be political. That should not. I think it's worth maybe there's some gray areas getting through to being very clear that this was an ad purchased by organization X to promote candidate Y. That should be billed.
What about purchased by Planned Parenthood?
And the
ad pushes the agenda of
because Planned Parenthood's not a journalistic entity.
No, but is that a political ad?
Yeah.
Okay.
What if Ann Richards writes a? Okay, she's dead. Cecile Richards writes a.
It's a miracle.
Op-eds.
No, op-eds never a political ad. That's just a political speech.
Okay.
Political speech is protected. That's the other thing. You're going to have a very hard time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not saying that it's not. I mean, they're not saying they're not going to run it. They're just saying they want to label it.
Right.
Label it. That's right.
I mean.
Okay.
That's like those people who argue that their free speech is being violated when they get fired for being a jerk on the job.
Does it dilute the value of those labels if you put it on too many things? Maybe not.
That's part of the question too. Yeah. I mean, so at the root of this, I'm about to start working on a project. I won't talk about it now because it'll go on forever. But another week, I'm happy to, that looks at what is quality news. You have to start with what's news. You have to look at the signals of quality. And I'm not saying there's one size fits all at all, but those are discrete issues.